firstly, to put in context, the Domestic Violence Act of 2018 brings very positive and significant changes into the area of family law, and it provides essential and necessary safeguards for people who are at risk of domestic violence. Now, the legislation came into force on the 1st of January 2019, which is 5 weeks ago. However, in order for the courts to apply the legislation, the Ministry for Justice must enact new district court rules and circuit court rules with regard to what we call processes and procedures. The net effect is that where an application is brought before the court under this new legislation, and the judge is using his or her inherent jurisdiction to determine how to interpret the law, there is a risk that any order that may be made by the court may be successfully challenged subsequently, and that brings great uncertainty for the parties. Specifically, there is a real and a substantial possibility that a person at risk, and remember, for whom the legislation was designed to protect those at risk, they will not benefit from the legislation because the court may decide not to grant, for example, a barring order because of the uncertainty in procedures. I suppose in the normal course, in district court family law matters, the process is commenced by the issue of a summons, and as matters stand, there is no certainty with regard to how the summons is to be drafted, with regard to how the notice necessary for service of the summons. And insofar as the legislation provides for a barring order which lasts for 8 days, which is a substantial period of time to remove from your home, it's critical that a party is not removed from their home unfairly, or equally, that a party is not placed at risk as a consequence of a failed emergency barring order application. So the rules, therefore, are required to remove the ad hoc system which has been developed. Otherwise, we risk failing the victims of domestic violence. Now, it does appear that the rules have been drafted and are simply awaiting final approval from the Ministry for Justice.